Well, despite the cool conditions in Glasgow and at Europe at the moment, I think there's certainly some moving and some shaking. There's a good song reflecting that as well. It's Ricky Martin here at 8464CA. Look at the time. It is 6 minutes to eight. Let's cross live to Glasgow to find out exactly what is continuing to happen there at COP26. The Shadow Minister for International Development and the Pacific and Shadow Minister Assisting for Climate Change, Pat Conroy, live from Glasgow. He joins me this morning. Are you nice and warm over there this morning, Pat?
It's about 7 degrees, so it's making me yearn to visit Cairns, that's for sure.
Now, tell me, it must be strange because I know your constituent, your electorates in New South Wales, and of course, being in lockdown for so long, you know, such a big conference and such a big event. Is it a bit surreal being around so many people?
It is. It was bizarre getting on a plane for an international flight in the first place. And then I'm in a convention centre where there are 30,000 people and you're wearing masks, you're taking COVID tests every day before you get in, but it just feels very strange to be sort of hemmed in and bunched up, which obviously in the southern states we haven't been doing that for the last year and a half.
Well, look, as I understand, obviously the leaders as such have left, or the heads of state, but, you know, it continues COP26. And look, you know, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I understand that it's a bit like an expo. You know, in a lot of ways, they're obviously looking now at, you know, some of the people in the background to actually make some of the agreements work. But it's also an expo where, interestingly, quite a few of the corporates are actually there getting information and also, I guess, having... a bit of a show and I guess an opportunity to show people what some of the things that, interestingly, the corporates are doing more so than the governments.
Yeah, that's correct. And so I've met with a range of Australian companies from tiny startups to Fortescue Metals who are putting over $1 billion into green hydrogen, and they're all there delivering a message that there's thousands of jobs that can be there for Australia if we take action on climate change. And this is a case where corporate Australia is really ahead of government in seeing the economic opportunities. So it's refreshing to see companies come to the table and saying we can take action on climate change and get good paying jobs out of it. They just need good government policies to help drive that process.
And that's interesting because, I mean, certainly from our perspective, that's been one of the things that has come out, you know, loud and clear in Australia, that it really has been the corporates that are actually leading the way with respect to this change that has to happen, and the government has been very much leading the chain. How does that compare to other countries in the world?
Well, we're global laggards. We are one of the worst performing countries in the world in this area. For example, countries like the United States and the United Kingdom lifted their 2030 reduction targets to 50%, whereas ours is unchanged at 26%. And that's not just about the environment and being good internationally. That means that Australian companies and Australian workers will miss out on the job opportunities that come from taking action on climate change. So a corporate said to me today, they know they've got a huge marketplace in Europe for their products because in Europe, governments are taking action on climate change, but they're questioning whether there's any point continuing to develop their business in Australia because this government is just refusing to do anything. And that's a real concern because it means that not only aren't we taking action on climate change, we're missing out on the tens of thousands of jobs that are there for the taking.
And I think that's certainly something that's come through loud and clear just in recent months as well. The opportunities that we are missing out on. But thankfully, I mean, that at least as a minimum possibly got the Nationals across the line to really take on, you know, essentially the policies of Bill Shorten and Malcolm Turnbull. It's been a complete turnaround and they've been forced to kicking and screaming. I daren't ask this question, but, you know, what about Australia? I mean, we've had this issue with France and Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, in the last couple of days. You know, certainly the information we're getting back here in Australia is that in a lot of ways, Australia has been deeply embarrassed in Glasgow.
It's been a diplomatic disaster. There's no other word for it or phrase for it. Obviously, the French incident was there, but Mr. Morrison's speech on Monday to the assembled global leaders was quite frankly embarrassing. His speech could effectively be boiled down to none of you matter, none of you world leaders matter. You're not going to solve this problem. It's going to be scientists and boffins in other rooms that will solve the problem, which is just wrong because technologies are great, but technologies can't be developed unless governments create a market for them. And the only way we fight climate change is by all the countries of the world acting together. So Mr. Morrison's speech was tone deaf and insulting to all those global leaders, including Joe Biden and Boris Johnson. And it just, I think, was another nail in the coffin of this disastrous trip, where I think Mr. Morrison's been called out trying to say one thing in Australia and do another thing internationally. And people just see through that. And it's to the detriment of our reputation.
Now look, sadly, that old saying, you know, Scotty from marketing and the old spin is something that I've been hearing. And look, I must admit, even in the local Cairns Post in the last couple of days, Morrison certainly hasn't come up smelling roses as a result of all this. As we wrap up, because I know it's nearly 10 o'clock at night, you've got to go and get a bit of shut-eye. But tell me, what's likely to happen over the next couple of days as things start to wrap up in Glasgow?
Well, we had a big day today on energy, where 190 countries and companies committed to phasing out coal-fired power. Tomorrow is all about youth leadership, so it's about the young people and their views on climate change. So I haven't seen her on the program officially. I'm expecting Greta Thunberg to be the sort of star of tomorrow, and then we'll get into more detailed subjects about land use and the impact of climate change on land and adaptation. Because obviously some climate change is unavoidable, so we need to put in place policies to protect things like the Great Barrier Reef and our pristine coastal areas, which is obviously very relevant for Cairns. So there's plenty more to go, and the detailed negotiations are going on behind the closed doors. So while the Prime Ministers and Presidents have left, the negotiators are trying to nut out the final deal. But we've had some really good progress, and the good news is that the updated emissions reduction commitments from most countries, except for Australia, mean if followed through, we can keep global warming to about 1.8 degrees Celsius. We need to get it down to 1.5, but this conference is really built on the Paris conference, and there is room for optimism. We need much more, but there is real progress being made, and I think that's really important that we make sure everyone understands that.
Well, certainly, you know, from our perspective here in Australia, it has obviously been a real wake-up call, and I think the Australian electorate is becoming more and more aware of that. Hopefully it's not a situation for us of too little too late. Been great to talk to you. Pat Conroy is the Shadow Minister for International Development and the Pacific, and also Shadow Minister Assisting for Climate Change. Have a wonderful couple of days, and certainly some exciting stuff coming up by the sound of things. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and this evening your time. Cheers, Pat.
Cheers. Have a great morning. Bye-bye. Have Norman Cairns done